Now, the cruise ship season is officially coming to an end this weekend. Around 350,000 visitors came into the country over summer with an estimated economic value of over $540 million. Mark Knopf-Thomas is the Chief Executive of the Newmarket Business Association, and he is with us this morning. Hi, Mark.
Good morning, Francesca. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Look, I hope you got a bite of that $540 million. How much has the cruise industry and tourism helped Newmarket this summer?
It's actually been massively up for us this year compared to April 22 to March 23. We did about 47 from international visitors, and for 23 to 24, it's been 63 million. So we've been up over 30%. So the impact of it is significant, and it's really, really coming back online. What we're not seeing though is the return of large groups. So it's more sort of individual groups or couples who seem to be travelling through, as opposed to those big group tours we used to get pre-COVID.
Oh, okay. But people, because my next question was going to be, sort of what was the vibe with people coming off the ships? Are they browsing or buying more or less than usual? But clearly buying, clearly spending the money.
Clearly spending money, and yeah, looking across all the retail categories, whether it's apparel or booze or just, you know, general consumer goods, since everything's been up across the board, which is really, really encouraging. I mean, some will spend some time in downtown CBD, Queen Street. Some will bus out to other areas, but we're seeing a massive increase in the number of people jumping onto those hop-on, hop-off Explorer buses. And that's really been really good for sort of some of the local town centre economies.
So, Mark, how can you get larger groups to Newmarket?
I just think it might possibly be a change in behaviours that, you know, since COVID, people aren't necessarily travelling in the same way. It might just be a temporary sort of correction or a temporary change of trend, but it may come back. I don't know, but our guesstimate is that it's a change. It's a post-COVID change in behaviour.
Is it the ease of being able to get there as well?
Yeah, I mean, you know, to be fair, we're pretty well served with public transport, yeah, and stuff, so we're a very easy destination to get to. So, no, we're quietly confident that, you know, things will keep sort of ramping up again with international tourists coming in on the cruise ships and by other means. The other thing that we really are hot on is some of these major events. They all bring in international tourists, especially from across the ditch, but also they really drive domestic tourism. So as an example, back in early March when the spectacular Pink did a concert for two nights at Eden Park, we saw our sales up over 1.1 million over the weekend compared to a typical sort of weekend at this time of year. So those major events are a key part of driving tourists domestically and internationally.
Oh, Mark, you're going to have a word to Eden Park there and get a few. We'd all love it if you could organise that, get a few more events there.
Well, we really want it. So we're really fully behind Nick Soutner from Eden Park. He wanted to get more nights on there, which would be a great thing. And I always hope the Auckland Council, as part of their long-term plan, really keep up the funding for some of those major events, because they really are a bit of a game changer for hospo, for retail, for, you know, transport providers. Everybody gets a bite of the cherry, so they're really, really good.
Thanks so much, Mark. That was Mark Knopf-Thomas, the Chief Executive of the Newmarket Business Association.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.